Let's do something different.
I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means.
To DJ View, if y'all can hear me. Podcast voice. All right, so welcome back to episode 2 of Thrive Unapologetically. It's your girl CCCEE underscore Thugga on Twitter and Blitter. I'm not letting the Blitter thing go.
Let Blitter go.
Not gonna let Blitter go, y'all.
It's your girl T. That's TEELEE underscore 23. You can catch me on Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check it all out.
And it's a Dr. B, also known as, on my social media, Petty Next Door underscore 4. Catch me on IG and Twitter. I'm working on the other social media websites.
Island Oasis.
Once again, welcome me, welcome you. I'm Miles Kelly at First Prepster, PHI First.
You know what it is? It's your boy Behind the Scenes, Rich Honesty.
Yes, yes.
Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Twitter, Richie the Fourth. Man, I have so many Twitters. So
what's
just
up with four in his podcast?
That's because I'm a quad, bro.
Hey, so. Quad's running.
Yeah, can't relate. 15. Cannot relate.
I'll favor four.
I'm way on 23. So
why 23?
That was that the number you played?
That was the hoop number. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Ball is life.
I don't have a number, but when you're number one, you don't need the rest of that. So
let's carry on.
All right. So, before we get started, I just want to address, you know, this raspy voice everybody been saying. Is he sick?
It's fake.
Yeah, it's flu season, y'all.
But it's not fake. So, just so y'all know a little bit about me. So, I had surgery on my vocal cords twice.
You lying.
Right.
And so the doctor said that I would regain my voice fully. And one day I might play y'all a clip of what I used to sound like. But this is my permanent voice. No, it doesn't hurt. I might make a record. And if it bothers you, I'm sorry. But I still love y'all. I'm still thriving.
You might make a record
doing
like,
what?
Does that mean?
Yeah, just like sing a song with this voice.
Sing it.
No, sing it.
Give us a note. This is the note. Come on, hit the note.
This is your note. This is
clear it.
Girl, what song y'all want me to sing?
Oh, I want to hear Bodak Yellow.
Let's do a cue to a scale. Cue to a scale.
There is a song from the kid. I've been jamming it lately.
Cue to a scale. Like la 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 la.
I'm a singer. Old song. Let's see if some of the audience that you know would know the song. It's called Men at Large. Here we go.
Okay.
We were together.
Okay. Okay. So
we just lost followers.
Yeah, right. I know that.
Taking time for granted.
I'm an old
soul. Yeah, I didn't know that song.
Okay. I am an old soul.
I just realized you put it in here. Rodney's voice issue. We talking about that.
Y'all crazy.
In
there. Okay, cool. So we're gonna start off with a little icebreaker, real quick, so everybody can they can get to know us a little bit. So this or that, y'all know how I go. I'm gonna say two things, y'all tell me what y'all like. SWV or Escape?
Escape.
SWV all day.
Do you know more songs than just Week?
Difficult.
Love.
You know more songs than just Week, right?
Name
now?
The Escape songs. Understanding.
What
all of them.
From you.
All of them.
What's
that? Just.
What is she got her shoes and relax your feet.
See, what was your pick?
Kicking it,
just. I'm trying
kicking.
To think.
Yeah.
Just, oh, yeah.
Escape.
I'm going to go with Escape because they had that.
And
what's that little cheater song? That little cheater song, Creeping in the, with the.
That was TLC.
No, I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. No fact that she don't know. That really. Y'all know that song. My little secret.
Your little secret, yeah.
So I'm going to go with Escape too. Yeah. Okay, cool. Lawrence or Daniel?
Team Daniel all day.
I think I'm Team Daniel also.
I think I don't give a fuck about true love.
No, I do think Lawrence had a lot of mental health things going on, but
you will not put that on Lawrence. You are not a doctor.
I think Lawrence, he was in a funk. He mentioned it in the last episode in the flashback, but I'm Team Daniel.
Listen,
Daniel is disrespectful as fuck, so I'm going to go with Team Lawrence. He wasn't shit, but he ain't nothing nobody's face.
Oh.
He didn't know nobody's face.
Oh.
Lawrence was a fuck boy. I'm just being plain. And I think Daniel, you know, we can talk about that situation later.
The icebreaker.
Yeah. Life's broke.
The ice is broke. It's not that deep. Instagram stories or Snapchat stories?
Instagram stories.
Snapchat stories.
Snapchat.
Instagram stories.
Instagram. Let me tell y'all. I get on there once a month.
I be having filters. I'm like Instagram. I'm trying to do better.
But
you get on what once a month?
I mean, Instagram is coming back. It's coming back. But Snapchat took it away for a good minute.
Instagram.
Yeah. So you think Instagram is going to make a comeback on these stories?
I think I'm going to make a comeback on Instagram, but I don't know about Instagram itself.
Is it dying off?
No, I think it's picking back up, actually.
No, I don't think it's dying off.
Twitter is where it's at.
Blitter.
Okay. Right. Blitter is the real. One of my friends actually listened to the podcast, the first one, and she was like, I'm going to get on Blitter. So I'm out here. I got you.
Shout out to you, friend.
What's his name? Frank. Fred.
You fucked up.
You need to quit Booster for free because you sponsor this organization
Pat.
Okay. For free. So anyway, cool. So the ice is broke. That's cute. I'm gonna ask y'all one more question. What's the theme song for your life? I like that one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, I got one that I like.
Could have gave these before we jumped on the podcast.
That's easy.
Ooh. It was on here.
I stay ready. That's easy. Theme song for my life is Earth, Wind & Fire, Shining Star. Hands down. Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down. It's easy.
Okay.
This nigga been having this answer ready for like...
He pays attention when I put it on here.
Prepared. Professional.
Professional.
Mine is Glow Up by Kanye West.
Mine is God by Kendrick Lamar.
I don't know any of these songs right now,
but later. Mine is Fake Love by Drake.
What?
Fake Love.
Mine is I'm Conceited by Remy Ma.
Look too I'm good.
I have a reason.
I'm conceited. What's I got a reason. Reason.
What's your reason?
Bitch.
All right,
that's a valid question.
So let's jump on into it. Welcome back. Thanks for coming back with us. We're now on the podcast app. We in here.
It's
what we need our sound effects.
Yeah.
Applause.
Right. Y'all, we're still growing, so stay tuned for like as we continue to thrive in this process, but we're still growing, so. Mm-mm.
It's the black fright. Bear with us.
Bear with us.
I feel like that's what black people always say when they're trying to get their stuff together.
Cece, tell us why are we doing this?
Right. So once again, Thrive Unapologetically. We're doing it. We feel like we always had these conversations, and it was great. But we were like, we should broadcast it to everybody else. We're all black professionals or on the way there, and we're like, we have good conversations. We have a little bit of like education behind it. So let's talk about how we feel, and I think it's important for us to stress how we feel because we can't speak on behalf of the entire community. True. But how we feel are ways that you can thrive in your blackness in everyday life, marriage, single life, just anything. So
Miles would like to point out that he's mixed.
although
his skin color,
you know what? He wouldn't
be in. I'm not gonna even say that.
If Ancestry want to sponsor us, hit us up.
Yes, if y'all want to sponsor us, Ancestry.
I do not want to know my ancestry.
Yeah.
Why not?
You're probably Irish.
That's a luxury.
I'm not reaping any benefits, so I'm happy where I'm at.
What you have to do is, I'm going to cut you off. Like, when you find out, like, what if you are, like, my sister and I did ours, like, last year, we found out we were, like, 18%, like, Caucasian, so, like, Irish, right? Mm. So now what I do is I tap into that white privilege. I might have 18% of it that I don't recognize, but I tap into it and use it to my benefit.
How so?
So white folks is doing things that are, like, oh, problematic. You know, as a white person, we should be doing better because, you know, we kind of cause it. So you got to tap into the privilege.
Like, excuse me?
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, you got to tap into the privilege.
What, the caucasity?
And it, yeah, the caucasity. It shocks them too, but you got to tap into it.
Y'all, Richie in this back taking sexy ass.
I'm talking about a good one. Look,
I'm gonna be home within
podcast.
An hour, babe.
Y'all gonna follow Rich Honesty on Instagram so he can. So y'all can see that picture he just took. Oh my gosh. With the arm up. Okay. I'm screaming right now. That's hilarious. I saw these people arguing on Twitter about the ancestry thing and the. Demi Lovato, their ancestry, and she's 1% African. And so they were like, they call her 1% a black queen. And so the people, yeah, they were like 1% black queen. Demi Lovato was really doing a lot of, she's real fine right now. Anyway, so the people in the comments were arguing, they were like, she's African, not black. And they were like, yeah, right. And people was like really, and it was black, all black folks. They was like, don't call her, don't say that's 1% black, it was African. And I was like, who thinks that they was like, it's not the same, but I'm like, who's gonna do their ancestry and it's gonna say black? Nobody's ancestors y'all come back and be like, black as hell.
No, but you know that separation between Africans and people who deem themselves as black is deep. Like, I learned that when I first went on the HBCU.
Ooh, that segue.
I learned that there's, like, some tension between the two communities.
Right, so that was actually a really good segue. Yeah, you know what? I listen to another podcast and they always be like, segue, and I just be dying every time. Anyway, so HBC.
What show or podcast?
Millennial Love is
Let's
my
shout them out, yeah, okay.
Our own, of course. But I love it. They're so funny. Y'all check them out. So anyway, HBCUs. I want us to be real brief about it because I really hate this conversation, but I feel like it's needed. So HBCU. Folks versus black folks at PWIs, this debate.
Historically white institutions.
Yeah,
say that too.
So HBCUs are
historically
black, basically institutions. PWIs are
historically white institutions or historically white colleges.
Yeah.
If you position one as historically black, the other must and thereby be historically white.
Be opposing. Yeah, so it is pretty
because of
the
access.
Well, you know, you might as well situate the story. I mean, we know that this debate comes up every 2 months and 3 hours. So
I haven't seen it before. Like, I've been seeing it so much recently.
Well,
but you know what? I've been at all PWIs. All three of the universities I've ever attended have been predominantly white. Or
I went to a real black ass HW. What is it? Historically white institution. It was real black.
A real black ass HWI. I love that.
Did you mispronounce HBCU?
No, historically white.
But you said it's historically white.
So I want to say HWI now.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, when we say historically white institution, we are positioning these colleges as what they have been known for, is that only white men could go to college. So when they say predominantly, like, no, let's look at the historical context that we could not have women or black and brown folks going to college, indigenous, and so forth. So it brings a little bit more, you know, when
but you
say
can still look at it currently. Statistics.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's historically
statistics would say predominantly white. Show that that's like, you know, that makes more sense if you say statistics is predominantly white. But historically, it's like, let's talk about why it's like that.
The foundation, the core.
Yeah. So I'm saying
those two that never changes. The foundation, the core, never change in these conversations. So you have to use, in my opinion, you have to use, and I've seen the research. You have to use the term historically. If black colleges have to be historically black, there must be a distinction and a classification of why white institutions are not historically or predominantly. I use the term historically because you have to if you call them historically black colleges.
Right.
Because of the access.
I agree that you should use that we can use the term historical, but I'm saying if you still look at trends across time from whenever it started, whenever way back when, it's still, you know, the same. In terms of course, we weren't at those colleges at all back then. But even now, it's, we only taking up like 4% at the school I went to. We only took up 3%. So you know what I'm saying? So it's still something that's deeply rooted.
I saw the old numbers of like black folks and like indigenous folks, and we were like, it was like 2,000, and I was like, this has to be wrong. Like it was so small, guys, or maybe like 4,000. Excuse me.
Well, and that really kind of, you know, this kind of brings up this question, right? That which I think gets lost when we're talking about HWIs versus HBCUs. Excuse me. That black folks at these historically white institutions are trying to find community because it's a lot of, you know, white people. And often the conversation is, well, that's the choice that you made. And it really narrows the conversation between, you know, black folks at these different colleges. I mean, if y'all don't know what happened at UNT, shout out to the University of North Texas. I got a couple of colleagues working there.
Sister Whiteman.
Yeah, Sister Whiteman. Shout out to Lauren Whiteman. She has a hip-hop book club that she's
doing. Oh, my God, it's so dope. It's I really want to go to it so bad.
But they had a, and really this wave of the do-rag. I know people have been talking about the do-rag wave. And so I guess some students had a shirt that said
So they HBC, made that.
They made that shirt?
They made the shirt after the whole, like, thing. So I saw on Twitter the do-rag day, which it was supposed to be, like, this whole, like, a lot of white institutions were doing it. Like, all the black folks were like, everybody wear do-rag day. I mean, wear do-rags. So let's be, like, black as hell. I thought it was cute. I didn't wear it, but I thought it was cute. And so they wore it, and they were like, the thing was, they posted it with their president, and they posted the president had a do-rag on, the president is a white dude, and they were like, I love my HBCU. So I saw some girl from an HBCU was like, y'all, this don't make y'all an HBCU, which it doesn't, but like it started this whole conversation about like black folks at PWIs want to be like go to HBCU so bad, and like why didn't y'all? So I feel like that's where it came from. And so UNT was like, okay, let's be real petty. And so they made these shirts that said, I love my HBCU UNT. Yeah.
It was petty though, I would say.
Super petty.
But again, the conversation should, you know, this is what oftentimes what these larger systemic oppression things do. They divide the very same marginalized population that's trying to get resources.
Right.
And instead of the questions of that should be, that are framed around, well, you chose to go to a predominantly white institution or historically white institution, or why come I can't have a black experience here? The real question is, how does white supremacy and homophobia and all these other system of oppression exist on both campuses?
Hmm.
I mean, that's the core of it, of these exist. Racism does exist on HBCUs, albeit it looks different, but it does exist. Internalizing blackness and all these things.
Yes.
So, you know, every year, every couple of months, as I said, every couple of months in 2 days, in 46 seconds, we're having this debate. Meanwhile, I think about the quote that Aaron Huey said, that one of the greatest thing about genocide is when the oppressor can lift their hand off the people that are being oppressed and say, my God, what are these people doing to themselves?
Mm.
And that's what we're doing when we're having these conversations and not having a holistic conversation about this HBCU versus PWI,
HWI. The story is we're all black as hell, and let's be it.
The moral of the story is it's an incredibly divisive conversation. At this point, it's exhausting.
Like, I mean, you literally look exhausted.
It's like I'm over it. It's an exhausting conversation. Like, at the end of the day, you're in college, have the experience you want to have, and work on connecting and engaging in different ways. Because the reality is, where you're trying to compare your student experience, which is not the same.
Right.
You only relate that you're black students in college at the same time, but the institution type makes your experiences different.
You want to add on, friend?
I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, we as a black community have to do better.
I agree.
In terms of each other. We gotta
uplift each other.
Either way you go. Because when I think about it, my reason for going to predominantly white institutions, I quickly learned that it's a game. And the name of my institution will go far. I quickly learned that. So I'm going to play this game. As much as people want to say, no, it won't, I've been places where I've applied for positions and people be like, put the name of your school everywhere that you graduated from and you will get it. And as much as people say, like, that's one of my top reasons for choosing the schools that I have been to. And so it's not always about, oh, I want this black experience.
But I also think that that's where a lot of the debate is coming from, because a person who went to a HBCU such as Miles is going to say, like, you going to UT is no better than him going to Langston. I'm not saying it's better.
But one thing, I'm not saying that either. But the argument I will say is this right here. I do think how I hear that, some of that logic, it leads me to believe it further expands the conversation of like white being good, black being bad.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it does. But at the same time, at the end of the day, who's at the top?
It's
who's at the top. So in order for me to get up at the top, to get the same position and start getting my people to the top, it's a game that you're going to have to start playing. That's how I view it. Because other than that, then why haven't we already made it?
Because we're fighting.
We've been fighting for forever. So... I'm getting these positions. So eventually I'm going to be level to level with
the same people. When you get there, what role are you going to play? Are you going to play into that same role?
But that's what I'm saying.
You went to OU, so you're better than PV and Langston?
No, that's what I'm saying. I know other black people. I know the role other black people have played. I feel like there's a lot, like from where I come from, there's a lot of people that need other people. And other black people that look like them to be in these positions. But if there's these white people in these positions who already have these views, why not just play? If I'm getting in and I'm getting it paid for anyway, why not just play the game? And then I get there and then I can help my people. And that's when you can start changing the system.
Well, one of the ways, and I get what you're saying, you just got to make sure that, you know, oftentimes you don't sell and lose who you are in that process. So I get what you're saying, but oftentimes when they do move up in these ranks, they get lost.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, but you got to think, right? I'm a student. I do a bunch of research. My research at this PWI is based on improving black students' experiences on PWIs. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to push me wherever I go. So I don't get how I'm going to lose my way if this is the community that I'm serving through my research. This is how I'm getting my money.
But I also would argue that the research, like related to students' experience, is being researched at every level at all institution types.
So this is not going to end anytime soon.
To be continued.
Oh, hopefully not. Never ever again, because.
It's exhausting.
Just be black and thrive, and don't put other black folks down, because the debate that I saw on Twitter was really annoying, because it was all black folks saying, I'm better than you, I'm better than you, and I'm better than you for these reasons. And I was like, neither one of y'all probably ain't shit.
All right, next topic.
Go and do the very thing that you don't want them to do.
Kidding. But I mean, I'm just saying, you know, like, that's
but
how
the, it was. The just, discussion of like, I'm blacker than you, it just sounds stupid.
Because you're not.
At
and
the
I'm
end
not
of the day,
you.
Just uplift to it. Let anybody go through the experience they want to go through.
Right.
And then just uplift them. We just uplift
exactly.
each other, do whatever.
Black experiences is not limited to one.
It's
experience.
Not at all.
That was perfect. Speaking of black experiences, Beyonce's new song featuring Eminem.
I'm trash.
I mean, Eminem's part was trash.
Damn.
Beyonce was the voice of an angel.
It was his song.
Right.
Rihanna's still the GOAT.
It was trash.
In my opinion.
Why we gotta pit black women against each other? That was a conversation about the Migos, Cardi B, or whatever song. And it's come to my attention that whenever I listen to the song, I'd be like trying to skip through the Migos part and listen to Cardi B and Nicki part, because they killed it more than the Migos. So with that being said, stop putting us against each other, because we can shine together.
It's preference. All right, like Rihanna.
Sister Soldier here.
Sister Soldier's corner this week.
So, do y'all believe, this is my last question, do y'all believe that or how do y'all feel about women shooting their shots on Instagram, on Twitter, in real life, women shooting their shots and going after men? And like, why is it such a taboo thing?
Is it taboo though?
It is. I have never shot my shot.
Why is that?
If we're going back to being historical.
It's taboo.
Why is it? What's stopping you? It.
Y'all know why.
First of all, my DMs pop all the time.
She don't want
to
shoot.
Okay. Oh. Can you repeat that for the audience?
I'm just kidding, guys.
Oh, okay.
One time for the one time.
What was it?
What was it? So how y'all feel about women shooting shots in the DMs and all that?
I mean, I don't know. I'm gay. I'm all about equality.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's an issue.
What's
the context? Like, where did it come from? Where did you, like, just a question popped up this week? Or, like, did you see something, like, in media?
I think that one of my friends was, like, she wants to talk to this dude. And I was like, okay, talk to him. And she was like, what am I supposed to say? And I was like, well, what they be saying to you? And so the conversation was like, well, I can't say none of the stuff. Like, I don't know how that goes. And she was like, maybe I just like his pictures on Instagram. And I was like, that's so subtle, though. And she was like, well, if I like his pictures, that's me shooting my shot. And then the ball is in his court.
Stems from people not wanting to be rejected.
But why is it okay for men to be rejected?
That's
why
us.
Because women can't be rejected by them.
No, it's because, first of all, it's historical in the black community, if we want to keep
it. What's it like a, is it like a Bible thing? Like,
it's
the
like
man
a,
should
like
chase
the
woman.
Men should do this and all this kind of stuff. That's what it is. And then women, people don't like being rejected. Like, I think niggas can be used to being rejected. Especially
I mean, but
when
they
talk about
they
what
only,
we're talking
they,
about later in the
they had to have shot they shot. Like, first, for the first time to be rejected eventually, right?
But you got to think of a nigga that's persistent. A lot of dudes are persistent. And so you keep getting turned down, and you waiting. But that one moment.
I'm just going to say, niggas that are persistent is contributing to rape culture. So she say no, chill.
Retweet.
Chill. Calm the fuck down.
I said what I said.
You know, I'm pretty progressive, and not that you have to be progressive to think this, but I think that if somebody wants to shoot their shot, man or woman or trans, shoot that shot. And if that shot doesn't come back the way you would like it, keep it moving. But we have a social structure, or we've been taught, he defined it. Find it, so he ooh, that find it the wife.
Oh, right. Biblical. I was like, find it.
Amen.
Not only is that heteronormative, but it's very
you
Christian.
Know where you
but,
you bitch. You don't know where I be.
You said, what was that, T? Can you reiterate?
You bitch. You don't know where I be.
But now, like, what's different? Like, if you were dating, would you have a problem with
I'm
setting
not, by
up
the way. In case y'all wonder.
She's available in case you like her voice.
Okay, what's
your
saying?
Your shot. Right.
Yeah. Her DMs are popping. Yeah.
If
popping.
You were dating this guy, would you have a problem with setting up a date? Or taking him
if
on
I was
a date?
Dating him, then yeah, I would be like, that's cool. But like, for the first time, I don't see myself being like,
but
hey,
the,
how you doing? My name is Cece. And
what's the difference? Because you still take the
patriarchy.
The role.
Like, you know what I
that's
think
all
about?
It is.
I think about Alicia Keys calling
patriarchy.
That man, calling that man at the diner.
Hello.
This is the waitress from the coffee house on 39th and Lenox.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know the one with the braids.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like a little milk in my coffee.
Yeah, because I think you're kind of sweet.
But, I don't see nothing wrong with women shooting their shot. But I know a lot of people that have something wrong with it, or a lot of people that believe in
patriarchy and want that cycle to continue to flow.
Mm. Okay, so fellas, if a woman was to shoot her shot at you, how would y'all want it to be done? What's a good way to shoot the shot?
Hey, Zaddy.
Yo. I've been thinking about this for a long time.
So. Not Instagram likes.
Okay, no
not
Instagram.
Oh, y'all
likes.
Like that Instagram likes?
That's so
y'all,
solid.
Y'all know what
everybody
mean,
likes pictures.
If
like,
I like, you know, if I like 10 or 20 of your pictures, you know what's up. I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, just
that's
comment.
If I like a picture from spring 2013,
damn,
nigga,
spring
you was not
though?
That cute.
Comment, no, she in school. We only know spring and fall.
Right, yeah.
No, I know summer. I know summer.
Oh, man.
Nah, for real though, but if if a girl hollered at me and said, she could just say something like, hey, I think you're very handsome. How are you doing? I'll be like, I'm in.
Oh, y'all not asking for much.
You yeah. in? No.
I'm in. What y'all think?
I'm all in.
State your purpose. Like, what's your intent?
Look, you know you went school.
So you want the same thing. Like, you just, so even if somebody was just like, hey, how you doing?
I want some creativity.
I'd like to get to know you.
I've had a girl shoot her shot before in my DMs.
What'd
she
say?
I'll tell you how it went. She said, she came straight up, do you have a girl?
And what'd she say?
I said, yes.
Oh. And that was the end of the conversation?
She said, bye.
And she said, when you single, let me know.
Oh, hoes are scandalous.
Why she gotta be a hoe?
She said,
why she gotta be a hoe?
She said, when you single, I don't think she's a hoe.
Okay, he said he got a girl. Thanks, good fucking bye.
But she said her intent.
People do it all the time, though. Like, I mean, I may still be single when you become available.
Why she gotta be a hoe?
I mean, you know. Her purpose was stated when she said, do you have a girl? So when he said that, and we said yes, it should have been dead.
So she shouldn't have said nothing back.
No,
so
she should have said, I appreciate your honesty.
So this, the impact of her statement was little, but the intent was clear.
See, what else you got?
Y'all really just, talking about, cheating. We're just talking about cheating. I also seen some people were discussing how monogamy, or whether monogamy is natural or unnatural. I don't think it's natural. I think it's something that's ingrained. I think it's something that we teach. It's something that's religious. And that's how we as a society learn to be monogamous. Because there's other societies that practice having multiple partners. And so just as if it's ingrained in us, it's ingrained in them, and they see it as okay.
But I think that... So do you think that the jealousy that like couples feel when they...
And I was talking about that
too. Is that natural or is that ingrained with monogamy? Because I feel like, okay, if it's not natural, we can have whatever, but I'm like, I'm still going to get jealous. The dude probably still going to get... You know what I'm saying?
But you learn... You learn when you get in relationships, like, I think from a young age, that you're like, what's mine is mine. So once I have put my mark on you...
Well, we know that jealousy really stems from, at least from a relationship. We know, we think that we automatically go to, oh, I'm not good enough. Why did this happen? And we begin to think that we're going to lose. And oftentimes, the thing about it is that couples just don't really have frank conversations about what they want to do as a couple. And we do what we've been socially constructed of. We're supposed to be together monogamously, and that's it. And I don't have any disagreement with those who want to be in a monogamous relationship. My issue is that we demonize those who choose not to be in a monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, what you do is what y'all have together, and they choose to do something outside of that. And as long as they've been communicative and open, let them do them. But we would demonize them folks and say that, well, why did y'all get married? Why? They don't need to know all that. What do they have to make sure that they're
really none of your business?
Right, like Will and Jada.
You know, like
right, Will and Jada been in open marriage and still thriving.
That's official.
You know,
I don't think it's official.
I don't know.
I just made that up.
Okay, I was like, but like, if you're listening, Will and Jada, we're big fans. We love you all. You're welcome to come on the show.
Yep.
Yes, I think Will Smith is my real dad.
see, as you were saying.
D-Ray Davis has done bunch of interviews and oh my god, a couple of interviews and talks. Cause he's in a polygamous relationship.
Who's this?
D-Ray Davis.
Shout out to D-Ray. He's about to have a Netflix special.
And okay. they are all in a relationship together. So if you haven't checked it out,
why is it always these polygamous relationships always multiple women and never multiple men?
Patriarchy for 200.
Y'all better get y'all
survey says.
Y'all better get y'all girlfriends a boyfriend. Correct.
But I'm saying they have been in this relationship for a good amount of time, enough to, and they have discussed or communicated amongst each other, and they know what works and what doesn't work, and it's been going on.
I mean,
and
yeah.
So you know what I'm saying. So
D-Ray.
Davis.
Like, are you still talking about him?
Yeah.
Oh wow! I didn't know. I've never heard of this.
You can go. You can YouTube it, and it'll
put in D-Ray Davis relationship.
D-Ray Davis
polygamy.
Is it relationship?
I mean, polygamy. They might have an agreement, and they, you know, I'm not saying it. you know, they're not motivated by, you know, publicity to get money. But if they've had that conversation and those parties are okay with it and they, you know.
Even then, though, like, if it's the three of them, they're monogamous, like, with, well, monogamous just means, like, one other person. Mm-hmm.
But I think what you're trying to say is those three have agreed to be together and not anybody else.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. I feel like
is that
it's still like polygamy,
that is polygamy.
Polygamy is really like the practice. It says, if you look it up, the practice of having multiple wives, which shows you
patriarchy.
But
I mean,
what can we do to make sure that it's expansive beyond just males having multiple
families? I mean, so do we think that our males should be in relationships together?
Do we think that what?
Our males could be in relationships together.
I feel like if we're still talking about thriving in while black, right? I think that black folks, we kind of got to get away. We're very, as the community, I can say, is very homophobic. And I think that I've had plenty of my friends who I wouldn't even say are very homophobic would say, like, if they would probably say that if they had a boyfriend and their boyfriend was okay with them, like, having, like, two, then he was gay. And they would be done with the whole situation.
But here's my thing with polygamy, and like, it's just, if it was, so like with D-Ray, he could be, so like if they had a polygamous relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question is, there's no understanding, we don't know, they're not interacting together. It could just be D-Ray's, like, my question is he like, if he Jane has, and Sarah...
No, it's all three of them.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
They're all in the house. He says do have their own section of the house because they like being together.
With the women?
Too. Yeah. And then sometimes they'll come with him. Wow. And they have all decided on a date to all have anniversary.
So really, they're lesbians.
Like what you say? No. They husbands?
Lesbians.
Well,
no, because again...
Gender, sexuality.
We start putting these... And I think we're constructing again... That we decide to put a label because we have to, like, we gotta know what you are.
And define it.
No, they just are them. And they could be bisexual.
Yeah. But y'all know, whatever. I hate labels.
Right.
I hate, like,
why don't they just love
them? Well, here's my question. Are they happy?
I mean, they seem pretty.
If they are, I am too.
People always say I hate labels, and like, I get that I hate labels, but I think I'm gonna be honest, I'm one of those people who I'll be like, oh, I just would really like to know. What's going on?
I mean, you know what's going on, but it's easy. Like,
tend to your business.
But I'm like, so they like lesbians and like, I was like,
CeCe the type, mind your damn business. I need to know.
CeCe's right. The person in the blinds, like, oh, yeah, okay, see me. See me in the blinds.
But like, I'm like, Rosie knows the neighbor. Calling myself a lesbian. I will say I'm gay way before I say I'm
gay. But gay is a label.
Gay is a label, but I'm saying when you think of a lesbian, What exactly is it that you think of?
It's very hypersexualized.
Yeah, like big old boobs. Both of them are like.
She's talking about her porn horror pics. Sorry about that.
I don't know what she's watching.
Please move that out.
I just think of a girl who likes a girl. When I
really,
I thought it's a lot of other stuff that's stigmatized with that particular label. Like, and it's different stuff that's stigmatized with community. So with black people, we think of lipstick lesbian. Do y'all know lipstick?
Yeah.
And then with the white community, I think of a lot of women who are butch.
Okay, I see that.
I don't like either one. I don't put myself in either one of those categories. To me, I'm just an individual that likes another woman. That's in a relationship with another woman. So you won't see me really putting anything about me being gay on my social media. I just post me and my girlfriend as if it was something that's normalized. Right. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Well, I think that this is a good, what is it? Segue.
Yes, let's go ahead and get into Petty or Progressive, no song this
it's
week.
Petty or Progressive.
But I am happy to announce we are entering the holiday season, amen, which means drama and family.
Love both of those.
What's your favorite holiday, by the way?
Halloween.
Christmas.
I'm going to say...
Easter. What?
Easter.
Trash.
You're just church going.
My favorite holidays are Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Because
why? Because
I was like,
the
turn up
and
yeah.
Y'all,
because he ain't no good. No.
What are your favorite holidays?
Vegas turned
up. Yeah, both of
them. Because the hoes are ready. See your favorite holidays?
Halloween.
Christmas.
Okay, it's Christmas.
I want to announce in front of like our team here for all the listeners, I am announcing my album, my holiday album. It's called A Very White Christmas with Miles Kelly.
A Very White Christmas?
Yeah, you snow.
You better go. White like your 18%?
No, like the snow. Like, that's insulting. Don't come for me in my craft. I'm an artist.
So sorry.
My apologies.
Shit.
Come on, Tyrone.
Yeah,
I know that.
So I want to talk about this. So what are some, we have a lot of drama within like holiday time with family. I want to discuss the rules of like Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, and those things.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I have crafted some solutions, some tips for all the listeners to maneuver Thanksgiving, which is around the corner, and Christmas. The first thing, we're going to start off with the prayer. Let's keep the prayer real short and brief.
Ooh.
We're all hungry. We all possibly know the Lord. We can find him via the Google.
Amen.
We have iPhone apps that have like prayer and Bible verses. Yeah, so we can, let's keep it brief. Let's not do a Sunday school version. Let's keep it brief. I'm going to go ahead. I love kids, but the kids can't pray. Let's get to the point. It's cute, but let's get to the point.
Oh,
don't
no,
do it.
The children can't pray?
Yeah, I mean, like, in my family, like, we're going to have little JoJo pray. No!
JoJo just want to talk to the Lord?
We got a way to eat. Let's move on.
What about traditions? Like I know in my family, before the prayer, everyone has to say something they're grateful for. Is that too much?
No, I'm cool with that. All right. I like that.
What if it's 40 people? Positive. I ain't got time for. Can we get snippets?
You can't just say one thing. I'm grateful for my family, my fan aunties.
You know who's not grateful? You know who's not grateful on Thanksgiving?
What?
The indigenous folks.
What?
That's what we need to talk about.
Wow.
Where does Thanksgiving come from? I'm not celebrating with my family.
So you had to take it in.
I did.
Whoa.
I'm not.
That's a very, 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 very valid point. And we need to recognize who's not thankful in the story that we've been taught via
white
American
folks' education.
System. Yeah. The next thing I want to talk about as far as solutions. So one thing we do in our family that kind of eliminates the issues with like who's bringing what. We create a list, and we email and text it out to everybody of who's bringing what. So therefore, when you get there, you don't hear the whisper of, who made the potato salad?
Because you already know.
Because you already know.
This ain't Tony.
Y'all doing emails.
That's my answer, though.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
Look at us. We always connected.
But she makes good potato salad, though. So.
Come on, Tony.
And Tony's house ain't clean, so I ain't eating her potato salad.
No, not my
ain't Tony. Ain't
Tony
got lunch.
Not my ain't Tony.
Tony got roaches.
The next thing we're talking about is keep it simple, don't stunt. Like some folks come like trying to
stunt.
Bougie. No, it's family. Just keep it simple. Be casual, have fun. Know your limitations.
Okay, so what can you give us an example of what you think?
That cousin that comes with the outfit they can't afford with the tags on the steel for Thanksgiving
with
dinner?
The outfit?
You what they can't afford with the tags on the steel?
Like, what that got to do with you though?
What if you got a real bougie family? You like, I'm about to stun on these hoes this year.
It's my time to make my mark. If that's the case,
you need to, but yeah, just.
Keep it cute.
Some people take it to the extreme, like.
Let me say
it.
I'm about to.
But I mean,
Christmas.
It may be just in that person's character. You know, you always got that one person that's a bit extra.
Hello.
Yeah, but why are you standing?
Hello.
My problem is, why are you standing in front of your family, though? Like, it's your family.
But you know, some people have them families who like, you ain't never gonna be nothing. So I'm like, so you, I bought this fur, and I'm coming.
Let's. I want this right here. Christmas. If that is the case, I want you to go stunt and hard. I want you to Uber to the house and Uber XL so you can really stunt for real. Wait,
my
driver's
extra
here.
Money to get that Uber XL.
Me, me, my mom, my brother, and my cousins were all in school at the same time. And we went like Christmas, and my grandma was like, damn, ain't y'all finished yet? And everybody was like, oh.
Finish what?
School.
Also, thank you. I'm glad you said that. Listen. Wow. As
with my great grandma, you know, they crazy.
I want to say this really fast. As folks that are in college or in grad programs and whatnot, please don't ask me when I'm going to finish. I will send you an invitation when I'm going to graduate.
Right.
Don't ask me that. And don't ask me when I'm having kids. Because I have a child. It's called a bachelor's degree. And I'm about to have this master's
in five weeks.
Yeah. We're on the way. So quit asking me that.
Yes, birth.
And they are expensive kids to have.
Expensive. I really want to tell my great grandma.
Still paying child support.
Better than the kids you got.
The clapback.
I got back pain.
Thanksgiving clapback.
But my cousin might beat me up.
The next thing we'll talk about, if they weren't invited, they can't get a plate.
Damn.
That's self-explanatory.
Self-explanatory. Do I get a plus one? Plus one?
But if they weren't invited, they can't get a
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Dang.
No plus one. What if
they? Like we discussed a couple weeks ago.
Thanksgiving.
My mama get a plate. She should get some food. She's hungry.
I do not second
can't get a plate.
That.
I would say if you didn't come, you can't get a plate. So you ain't gonna take no plate home for the three kids you didn't bring.
But I'm saying this is.
I agree with that.
But not,
that's different.
And don't come. The three kids you didn't.
No, if you weren't invited, your kid, the kids would have been invited.
No, but I'm saying if you didn't bring your girlfriend, whoever, if they stayed at home, they didn't want to come enjoy the company, they can't get the food. But you can, if you show up to the house, everybody get a plate.
Yeah,
I agree.
Nope.
Nigga from down the street that worked at the corner store get a plate.
Where did you get this logic from?
Just in general.
Okay, keep going, friend. We don't agree with that. We don't.
Also, for the folks, once
that's
again,
petty, by the way.
Yeah, that's
not
petty.
Not progressive.
Yeah. That's petty.
Not progressive.
For the kid, the folks that have kids that are picky eaters, go ahead and bring some goldfish and fruit snacks. let's not waste this good food.
Fruit snacks.
Because they're picky eaters.
What you not gonna do is come to my house while I done cooked all this good food and bring them little crumb snatching kids over there with crumbs.
So you rather them waste
your food?
No, they gonna eat that.
Listen, you know, just on that, one of my pet peeves is you've been knowing how to feed your kid for the 5, 6, 7, 8 years you have had them. Why is you fixing them an adult plate?
That.
Oh, but, okay.
Put them two little beans on there, two little macaroni, and a slight, a slither of turkey, and move on.
Y'all see some people.
Or
fill up the plate for their child.
If you make them an adult plate, go ahead and put that plate with the foil back in the refrigerator to the side. That's their plate to go home with. Don't waste the plate.
That's
throw the food away.
Throw it away.
That's fine.
All right, here's the next thing. This might just be some families, but not all families. For the family drunks. Solution. You can create drink tickets. Have a sober relative watch the bar.
That is
and collect the drink tickets. That way you can make sure they don't get drunk and ruin everybody's Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner.
Let me tell you.
So progressive.
That is very progressive.
I'm saying it's both.
It's a mixture of both.
So at first I was like, you watching their drink consumption, but if they gonna ruin the house, you right.
Because some folks get loud.
You get a little TT to hold the drinks.
But that doesn't address the uncle who brings drinks and leaves in his car and keeps going back and forth.
Right.
Well, you lock his ass out then. Come in or come out. Come in or come out, yeah.
That's not the good air conditioning.
And then as the last kind of thing for holiday like tips as we kind of enter the season, make sure that you're also shopping and buying black. So one thing I found online is the We Buy Black's website. Check them out. It's a ton of different things you can look for. Buy black products and vendors. But it's like the Amazon for black folks, essentially.
It's so cute. They have these black books.
But like, make sure you look out for like black folks there. And also with gift shopping, it's the thought that counts. Just be intentional. It's like, don't buy the big things. Like, be the things that are very small, but actually intentional.
So here's the thing. Maybe if y'all are going to be real cheap about it, because every year a week for Christmas, my family gets together, but we always get these like family dollar gifts. And I'm like, girl, I could have stayed at home for this. Maybe if you know y'all real cheap, maybe I should think about doing Secret Santa so you don't have to you don't have to buy
multiple
10 $5 gifts. You can buy one big $50 gift. You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe you should do a cutoff on the age. So when you hit 21, we don't buy you gifts, and we buy for 21 and under.
Age.
Y'all want to know what I do?
Sure.
I do not buy gifts for anybody outside of my extended family. They don't stay in my home.
Immediate.
That's your nuclear family. Your immediate family, yes.
Outside of your...
Yeah. I was like, damn, everybody in
your extended family is a lot of people.
I mean, did I say extended?
Yeah. I was about to say, who do you consider?
If they don't stay in my home, they don't get a gift. Because the way I see it is, like, because that's why I go to Thanksgiving. I go to Thanksgiving and to see my family and be like, hey, Christmas, they may not see me because it's not... I don't have time to go and... you know, buy gifts for everybody. And I don't mind going and not having a gift. They'd be like, did you get us? No. I bought my kid something. You know.
But I mean, and I also
now,
think...
Now, if there's somebody that's in need, that's different. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about my family too big for us to be trying to buy it.
Yes, but y'all could do a nice Secret Santa. You can get one plush gift.
But I'm saying I think it's different. Especially when you have kids, your priorities change.
in their experience, like
your priorities, those memories. Like you're not just buying for a significant other or somebody you're dating. Now you want to give your kids
the world.
It's just natural for us to want to give our kids everything, and so we ain't got no time to be around this damn 25-year-old.
A very real point.
Right.
Listen, we were talking about last week. Jennifer, my mom, she used to go over in a boat to make sure we had the best Christmas. I mean, it was extravagant from the decorations, the wrapping gifts, and like, oh yes, you got this from so and so. Like, I think it's both of the kids to have that experience at whatever extent it is, if it's small or large. So I do think parents need to go above and beyond. One last thing I want to say before we wrap up and get out of this segment. If you're looking for holiday greeting cards, a black business that I found on Instagram that I like a lot is by Miss James. She's a dope artist and does different things. By B-Y-M-S James. But she has some really dope black holiday greeting cards. There's one picture that I love. It says Black Lives Still Matter. Merry Christmas. But Merry Christmas is very, very small. The car business is Black Lives Matter.
Send that to all my wife.
So it's dope. So if you're looking for like petty holiday black greeting cards for like your white colleagues,
yes,
buy Miss James. Because that's where I'm getting my holiday cards from. So you're welcome, all my coworkers.
I'm about to get on the follow right now.
But the woke ones won't get those. They get it. But the other ones that need a little reading for the holiday break.
We got a Stevie Wonder happy birthday card on here. Okay, Miss James.
And that's it for Petty and Progressive.
Well, yeah, speaking of gifts, actually, it's not a gift.
You were trying to do a segue?
I was speaking of gifts, don't steal them.
No. Oh, like that boy. What's his name? The son, the other son.
Is it Lorenzo Ball?
Leangelo.
Yo, Richie, what's up with this? Yo,
man, this is all bad, man. Making his dad look bad, man. And we talked all good about LeVar last time we met, and his son
he wasn't the one stealing though.
Yeah,
no, about.
But this is one of his sons, his other son. So they were in China, right?
Yeah.
Why was he in China?
Because UCLA was playing one of the opening basketball games. Because you know the United States trying to expand and go.
Wait,
to
he's
all
in college?
Yeah, UCLA.
He's a freshman, right?
This is a middle son, though. This is not.
I was like, I just heard they pulled him out of school. So what's that about?
No, that's
the third one.
The baby son.
The baby.
I thought it was only two.
Yeah, they get no.
What's
three.
The other one? Named? LaMelo.
LaMelo.
Right, it is right.
LaMelo was in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a Saturday Night Live thing, so I'm caught up.
LaMelo is in high school.
I'm here.
He got pulled out of high school. But LiAngelo plays for UCLA, so they were in China. And he and some of his other players stole from, like, the Gucci store and the Louis Vuitton store. So in China,
some sunglasses.
In China, apparently you can get 10 years for that.
Is he in jail?
They were supposed to be in jail, but apparently Trump saved him.
Yo, like when I heard that, I was like, but you know what? I went on our problem, not our problem, but he said that he did it because his dad wasn't paying him attention. And I don't know if I really believe.
Oh, he wants some attention. Y'all know those folks who be like so privileged and they get so much stuff, and so they want to like act out and they be like robbing people, doing crazy stuff just because.
But that's true though, y'all. Like it happens all the time, yeah. And you think people don't go through stuff, and you want to say like, oh, because you got all this that we see in our face, that means you ain't going through nothing. But everybody has their own thing that they go through. And it could be like, you giving all this attention to my big brother right now. Like, bro, I really don't, besides everybody else, I'm not really getting attention to you. And you think it's selfish, but you got to think of how old he is.
Right. How old is he?
He's a freshman in college.
Here's the deal.
You mad because you're not getting a lot of attention, but really you still are. Like,
but she fucking with my money.
Right.
I'm an NBA. I'm a brand. NBA
and you mess with your own money too because they looking at you too.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think T makes a very good point here, especially as we are talking about this concept of thriving unapologetically, that it doesn't even black people that have money, we can't just automatically assume that they doing so good that they have issues too. And it looks like this fella just wanted to get some attention, and he got it for sure, but not in a very healthy way. So, I mean, we could judge him. I think you can say that he was selfish, and he probably was. But
I mean, he's probably selfish. But at 18 years old,
Well, who wasn't selfish?
They were talking Chinese Gucci stuff.
18 years old. It's just like, well, it's something like that. Like, real, then, right? Especially if.
Yes. How do you say that?
It was
How
real.
Do you say that? Nah,
especially if.
Woo, that was a good one.
He had been. Or anytime he's gotten in trouble, somebody's came to back for him, or he's never really had any consequences. It's like, okay, they some sunglasses, bro.
Yeah.
But that's like, chill out.
It
doesn't matter, though.
Home trainer.
None. Classes.
And I think.
School on Saturday. No class.
They shut down.
Yeah, of all the brothers, obviously, Leangelo doesn't have the best talent. Let's be real.
Is he the one that was in jail?
He's okay. LaMelo is probably the best one. Alonzo is, I'll say, the middle one.
Wait, right his name Alonzo?
Alonzo is the first one. He's in the NBA.
LaMelo.
And Alonzo right now in the NBA, he's struggling, man. His shot is not working.
My brother.
I mean, so, he just might
have been
the way
you're
he needs.
Yeah, but he'll be. Bro. I think he'll be fine. But the Lakers need him to be more aggressive and score more. Right now, he's just passing.
We good over here.
Rockets trash ass.
You know what? Y'all was talking shit about the Astros too, and we won after that.
No one was talking
Haters.
Shit about the Astros.
No.
People.
Hold on, wait with us. Name two players.
Don't let her do
what
that.
What you're not gonna do?
Name two
what?
Astro baseball players.
Let me tell you something. I'm from Houston, born and raised, so I don't give a damn if I didn't even know the team was named the Astros before this year.
Okay, rep your city.
You gotta start rapping now.
Right. Slow, loud, and banging. I'll live my trunk.
Hey, one more thing on sports though, before we wrap up, man. This week, LeBron and his team. Extra petty. So they go to New York, right? They go to New York. They destroy the Knicks. Mm-hmm. They come back from like a 23-point deficit, win the game. And after the game, all the players are like Instagramming this meme and making fun of the players, the Knicks players. And what y'all think about NBA players being extra petty right
now? What was the meme?
So, you know, LeBron has tweeted LeBron had Instagram the Arthur meme with the fist.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he did it right after Kyrie and the Celtics had won 10 straight games. So everyone thought he was doing it because he was mad Kyrie was doing well after he had left the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
So it became this big thing that LeBron is using his Instagram to be petty, but he wasn't really being petty, I don't think, on that specific instance.
Okay.
But because the media made it a big deal, when they beat the Knicks, all the Cavs players found memes from Arthur and made it look like they were laughing at the Knicks players for losing that game.
So they were being petty.
They were being extra petty.
So I love pettiness. I think it's great. And you know, they don't really get to, you know, one thing about the NBA is they do kind of move as a unit. They don't really get to, they kind of get to express themselves a little bit more than like the NFL. So I'm here for it because we kind of just think that these guys are just robots and it's just supposed to play basketball and that's it. So I'm here for the pettiness. I was excited when Russell Westbrook signed a contract on Kevin Durant's birthday. Petty, loved it. Keep it up.
Right, and I think one of the reasons why the NBA is thriving right now, ahead of the NFL, which is losing ratings as we speak,
they are.
Is the players. The players are petty. They have fun with it. They really, really go in with the fans,
mm-hmm.
and really interact with the media, and everyone really enjoys that because everyone can.
We can
identify being with being petty.
But also, there's a lot of controversy in the NFL right now. So
true.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to.
OU's doing great. So
hey,
shout out to Langston.
Shout out to Langston.
Yeah.
Shout out to OU. Hey, shout out to OU.
Y'all have a better record than us, but we're number 3 right now.
No, we're number 4.
Langston is number 4.
We're number 4.
I swear we're number 3.
I'm over shot.
No, we're number 4.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. They're doing really good. They're playing the Hawks weekend.
Oklahoma sports is, you know, making a resurgence. But
how's the basketball team looking, though? Trae Young looking good?
Trae Young had had two good games. Yeah, a decent game. Yeah. Okay. The last game he had 22 points, so he's doing his thing.
You know, 22 for the Founders.
Okay.
Come on for the Founders.
Who's your Founders?
Excuse you.
Listen. Everybody want to be a Delta.
Walk like an elephant.
What we're not going to do is have set on podcast.
I went through membership intake. Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Membership intake, my 4-day process.
Damn. It wasn't me.
Listen, brother.
I don't know how they play in Sigma.
I was hazed.
Look,
oh, wait
but
a
we
minute.
Work.
I'm going to just put it out there. I was hazed.
Brother Ward.
And next week on Thrive, but apologetically. Right.
Or,
y'all.
But also, point out, we're talking this little Greek talk. We're all active financial members. So we're joking, but like, we're also financial.
Rodney ain't financial.
Right. Don't speak on me, brother.
Oh.
Okay,
I strike the last statement. I'm active in financial.
Can you define what you mean by actively financial?
Oh, yeah, because all of our audience are not Greek.
So yeah. When we're discussing being active in fraternities or sororities, we're active at the graduate level. We also paid our graduate dues.
Okay, so you're paying dues.
Mm-hmm. And so some folks go to undergrad or join, and they just join, and they don't pay no money.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, we are hoping that you know, they get there and then they start thriving in their own, you know, way. So
right. Takeaways, guys, takeaways. Boom. So my takeaway from CC's corner was ladies, we can shoot our shots. It's 2017, let's progress. So if y'all want that nigga, go get him.
And I'm perfectly fine with you liking my pictures, and
but
you know,
say
if
got
that's
a girlfriend,
the hint.
Don't respond.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship, don't respond, especially if you're married.
So
I wasn't married.
So my takeaway is, you know, let everybody have their preference with what they want, and we need to make a transition into learning not to judge others. It's highly important.
That's good.
My takeaways, two takeaways. Holidays, look into why we celebrate and why we do them. I think it's really important to just doing those holidays. And then also for your drunk family members, creating the drink tickets could be an awesome solution to a lot of chaos at dinner.
I love it. We need to celebrate Kwanzaa too.
Okay, two takeaways.
Folks.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't my topic, but I really enjoyed the HBCU PWI conversation. I think my takeaway is, you know what? We all trying to get an education here.
Yes.
Let's not fight, man. Your school is great. My school is great. Let's all just get along and go and do better things. Get good jobs and give back to these colleges. You know, that we're all fighting about. So that's my takeaway. Go thrive.
On, and recognize the historical part of historical white institutions. Because we've always loved black folks at black colleges as a proud HBCU alum.
Ooh, 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 ooh. You speaking aside right now.
Well, so yeah, I just, you know, my takeaway is we just got to understand the dangers of a single story.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we need to try to understand that, you know, painting a narrative, just a one-way narrative.
Uh-huh.
Creates decisiveness and divides. I think we should have multiple truths, and we should be able to have those discussions and let everybody thrive how they want to thrive.
Unapologetically. Come on. Yes. Thank you for tuning in once again. We on a podcast app now.
Tell a friend.
Yes.
Y'all gonna throw y'all Twitters out real quick?
Yeah, drop us in y'all DMs. That's how you shoot your shot. Right, the ass eating one. Drop that one in there. One more time. CTHUGGA on the Twitter.
That's what's up. It's TLee_23. Two E's on both the T and the Lee on everything.
Yo, follow me on IG and Twitter, PettyNextDoor_4. And yeah, it's your boy Rodney, also known as Doc B.
Doc B.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at FreshPrepster. PHI first, Prepster.
You all know what it is. Rich Honesty, that's the brand. Follow me on Twitter, Richie the Fourth. Let's get it.
Hey, shout out to DJ View. Appreciate you.
Yes, DJ shout View. To,
hey, y'all go follow him, DJ underscore View. He's cool.
This people. Music, he on it. I still can't put my voice on the track.
Bye.
In my window.